This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. For the past 3 days, the state has reported more than 5,000 new coronavirus cases per day. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health estimates more than 54,000 people in the state are infected with the coronavirus right now. Dr. Paul Sachs is the clinical director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital. We asked Dr. Sachs to help us put the new numbers into perspective.
What we're seeing now is a lot of community spread of the virus. Unlike the summer when the amount of virus in the community was very low, now people are potentially getting infected in multiple places. It also represents just the broader availability of testing. So more people are being tested means we're identifying more cases, including in younger people with very mild symptoms.
But of course, hospitals seem to be filling up too, so that wouldn't really be a function of more testing, would it?
As usual, when you do more testing, you find more infections in younger, healthy people, just because they're more socially active. But you also see more infections in older individuals, especially after a period of time, and they're the ones most vulnerable and most likely to be hospitalized. So we're seeing both occur right now. Another explanation for why cases are going up is that coronaviruses in general have what's known as seasonality, meaning you see more infections in the fall and winter than you do in the summer, and that clearly is happening right now.
Now, state leaders and healthcare leaders have been warning of a spike in cases following Thanksgiving. What we're seeing now, is that apparently a result of Thanksgiving in part?
Most estimates would be that after a big mobility move, you're going to wait at least 2 weeks before you start seeing the impact, at least people getting sick enough to seek medical attention. So I don't think we've seen the full effect of Thanksgiving quite yet. One potentially encouraging thing was that some of the mobility data that were released right after Thanksgiving showed that not as many people traveled as far as we had worried about. There was definitely more travel, but a lot of people seemed to stick right around their neighborhoods and probably have very small gatherings.
Now, people also generally gather indoors a lot for this month's holiday season. What do you want people to take into account as they make plans?
Indoor gatherings should be avoided as much as possible. If you are indoors, wear a mask, even among friends and family, not your immediate family, not the people you've been living in your household with, but with anyone who's coming from outside. And definitely do not partake in some of the social activities we're accustomed to around this time, like big holiday parties in the office or in restaurants and bars, etc.
How optimistic are you that people will listen?
I have some optimism because of what we accomplished in the spring when things were considerably worse, and yet we were able to get the infections under control. It actually happened quite rapidly. So I'm optimistic that at least here in the Boston and New England area, we will be able to get it under control if necessary. I also have some optimism because of the rollout of what likely to be a very big immunization program in the next several weeks to months. And that really could have a big impact, at least I think psychologically on people in following our advice about behavioral issues. If you know that there is a prevention light at the end of the tunnel, then I think we could have some ongoing deprivation for at least the next several months. What we're seeing now is clearly more activity than we saw in the summer, but it's not quite as much as we saw in the spring. You know, remember what March and April were like. We're really not in that stage yet, and we hope we don't get there. If you look at the increase in hospitalizations, at least the slope of the increase in hospitalizations, it's considerably slower this time around than it was in April.
In Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts, yes. Now, there are parts of the United States that are having very severe trouble with hospitalizations, the upper Midwest in particular. But remember, they didn't really have it back in the spring when we did. And I think one way of looking at that is that when a virus enters a community, it typically, unfortunately, hurts the most vulnerable people first. And when it hurts the most vulnerable people, it really causes terrible havoc on the health of that population. And that is exactly what happened to us in the spring, what happened in Europe in February, what happened in the upper Midwest more recently.
Can you go through the steps that must be taken to get this phase of the pandemic under control in Massachusetts?
Well, it's going to involve adhering to those behavioral changes that we've all been hearing about for months, and unfortunately some of us are getting tired of, but it's really very important. The virus is spread by close contact with other people, typically indoors in potentially crowded situations. So if you fall into one of the vulnerable categories in particular, you need to avoid those settings as much as possible. And I can't believe I'm still saying this after all these months, is increasing access to testing. It's really unfortunate that we still don't have as ready access to testing here in the United States as many other developed countries have. Even some less developed countries have better access to testing than we do. And those are changes that are likely going to be seen sometime in early 2021. I'm optimistic that several of the rapid, inexpensive tests that we've been hearing about for a while will be rolled out. So those things are really important as we're doing the immunization program. If you just combine those things, then we can get this under control.
Dr. Paul Sachs is the clinical director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital.